I'm Dan Whedon, and this is Unleashed the Podcast with an extra points extra for December 1st, 2021. This is a narration of my weekly missive called Extra Points. You can catch every episode, don't miss any, by subscribing to Unleashed the Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Music, and Pandora Podcasts. Today's Extra Points Extra is titled Stress Test. I'm a regular visitor to my chiropractor. In fact, I'm in his office every 2 weeks to get adjusted. The reason? Between simply living my life, sitting in Zoom meetings, exercising, walking the dogs, and chasing the granddaughters, to name a few, my body gets stressed. That stress causes a disequilibrium in the spine, which, left unchecked, will cause discomfort, pain, and worsened performance both mentally and physically. Stress can get a bad rap. We all need good stress in our lives. That includes stressing your body with exercise and activity, stressing your mind by reading and education, and stressing relationships with debate, dialogue, and fun. Heck, I'm stressed every time I watch the Seahawks play, and I keep coming back for more. These types of stress advance your mind and body and will help you run your business, career, and life. However, bad stress has the opposite effect. Bad stress has a way of quickly causing disequilibrium in our lives and adversely affecting both business and life. Bad stress manifests in four main areas: health, relationships, finances, and attitude. We know that many of these stresses are out of our control, yet many of them are self-inflicted or ignored. Just like a human body that gets out of balance and causes issues, your business and life are in peril of similar calamity. Let's put it this way. If one is unable or unwilling to get adjusted on a regular basis in these crucial areas, then it will lead to below par performance, substandard decision making, lack of focus, and even outbursts of emotions. This will carry over to the business over time. Risk management is by definition the attempt to identify exposures to adversity, analyze the positive and negative impacts on the business, and set up controls and behaviors to prevent, respond, and recover from crisis. Too many people don't recognize that the most important asset to any small and medium-sized business is the business owner. By far, not close. The CEO sets the vision, builds relationships, and leads people. When that asset is in disequilibrium or worse, damaged, it increases risk considerably. Seeking and accepting help can be difficult for CEOs to do. Most are self-starters and feel they can resolve any issue. But the reality is we all need help to stay in alignment. That means body, mind, and business. Not doing so ranks high on the risk management peril probability meter. However, having the courage and confidence to get regularly shoved back into alignment is a great way to improve the prevention aspect in both business and life. P.S. My chiropractor is Dr. Tom Lamar, and he was my podcast guest on how to become a higher performing business professional and human. Check out the interview. And in closing, this is Dan Whedon. Please subscribe to Unleash the Podcast and consider becoming a patron member. I hope you enjoyed this episode of an Extra Points Extra called The Stress Test. Be well, be healthy, and above all, be unleashed.